Hi there, welcome back to lesson five. Well, animal soulmates. I truly believe that animal soulmates are something very special in this lifetime, and I believe that we either will have one as a pet or you'll have an animal soulmate that you will have an encounter with. Now, what's the difference between an animal soulmate and an animal spirit guide or a totem animal? An animal soulmate is an animal that has come in and connected with you and spent time with you throughout this lifetime or past lifetimes. So let's say you're connecting with an animal soulmate and there's, I don't know, a buck that keeps coming into your yard. And it's not like you look out your window and you're like, wow, look, there's a buck. Yeah, it's nice. It looks nice. It's a moment. It's a connection. The buck keeps coming into your yard, and when you look at the buck, it's not like a spirit guide or a totem animal where you feel like you've met, a higher elevated being or you've met a guide. It's a feeling of, hey, I know you. You're familiar to me. You seem familiar to me. You seem connected to me, because not all soulmates are human. And soulmates can come in different shapes and sizes. Listen, you could have a snake and say, I've connected with this animal. I feel like we're bonded. We've been together in previous lifetimes. Because I truly believe that our soulmates will find us one way or another in each lifetime. I've owned a lot of pets throughout my life, and I've only had, of all the animals that I've owned, I love them dearly and have very, very close bonded relationships with them. But two of them I've had soulmate relationships with. One of them was a Great Dane, a Black Great Dane I had named Taj Mahal. And the other one was my black lab that I have right now named Hawk. And I have a deep soulmate connection with them. And so, how do you know? How do you know? There's all kinds of stories of people who find the ultimate soulmate connection. And it's almost like the animal trusts you and knows what you're thinking. It's just a feeling. Again, I'm trying to like describe something. It's hard to describe a feeling or an inner knowing about something. It's not because that animal is more close to you or more fond of you. It really has to do with this bond, and I'm going to explain it to you. So my dog Hawk, when I'm out on the ranch and I'm in the gator and I'm driving around and I'm coming up to the house and I think, oh, I'm just going to grab a glass of water. When I go to get out of the vehicle, I get out of the gator. Hawk will sit in the gator and wait for me. He doesn't even move. He's like, yeah, I'll just wait here. And if I try and call him in, he will not come in. He knows I'm going in for a water and he doesn't want to miss me and getting a chance to come back out with me in the gator. If I drive up to the house and I'm going to go in the house, I'm going to stay in the house, I'm done for the day. The dog, Hawk, will jump out of the gator and come into the house with me because he knows, okay, she's not coming back out again and I'm going to go and be with her. It's a connection. I can look at him. He knows. He reads me. I read him. We have a bond. There's this special feeling between both of us. You can have it with any animal. It doesn't have to be a pet. It doesn't have to be a dog or a cat. It can be a bird. It can be a hamster. It can be whatever you feel that when you look into the eyes of that animal, that there is a familiarity and a connection like. Just like your love, just like the person you love. It just feels like, again, it's hard to try and put this into words. And I think some of you will be nodding madly because you understand what I'm saying. The purpose of a soulmate in the form of an animal is to bring comfort to you, to bring love and trust. They trust you ultimately, you trust them ultimately. There is a very strong bond and a connection between the both of you. How to know which animals were soulmates for you in this lifetime, you'll feel it. You'll know them as puppies and or dogs or cats, and as babies they'll come to you, or as older rescues they'll come to you. Taj Mahal was not with me from the time that she was a puppy. She was actually more of a rescue Great Dane. She had wasn't able to be a breeding dog for the breeder, and she just I knew she was my soulmate because I could feel her energy and I could feel her love. And when she passed away, she would often come to me in my dreams, but I would often feel her. It's funny because she's so big. I'd be at the kitchen sink and Dave would say, "Why are you standing like that?" And I'd say, "I don't know. I just feel like Taj is here. Like she used to lean up against me." It's just truly a feeling. How many animal soulmates can you have? I think you can have, just like people, as many in this lifetime as you encounter, as many lifetimes as they come into you. I think that Hawk and I and Taj and I, we've been in many, many lifetimes together. I recognize him. I see it in his eyes, and I know that I will recognize him in another lifetime right away. I will know that bond and that connection. Can an animal cross over and come back to you as a different animal? Yes, if you've ever seen that dog, that show, A Dog's Purpose, I absolutely believe a soulmate connection animal can come back to you in a different form. It's all in the eyes. You'll feel it, you'll know it, you'll connect with it. People have asked me, do I think that human beings can come in as a soulmate animal? I don't believe that we go backwards and we reincarnate into animals, but I believe a human being can send in an animal with their energy and with their comfort to bring comfort to someone who's grieving and to bring a connection to that for sure. I think that animal soulmates are so important in our lives because of the lives that we're living, especially in the times that we're living. The thing about them is they'll forgive you over and over, and they have no expectations from you, and they're able to teach us how to live in the moment. But a soulmate animal has a telepathic connection to their person. They know when you're upset, they know when there's something going on with you physically, they know when you're unwell, they know when you're unhealthy. They understand what you're going through and they're there for you. I really think that even if it's a goldfish and you say, I've never really liked animals, but I have a fish because I think I should, could be a soulmate connection. So again, one of the big things, just to kind of recap so much that we've talked about in this program and in this course, is that writing the story about why you haven't met a soulmate or what a soulmate is or what a soulmate isn't is really going to ultimately block you from so many things that are so important in your life with connections, love, romance, intimacy, friendship, all of those things. Whether it's a soulmate stranger that you've come across that has impacted your life in some way, whatever and whoever it is, I think it's always important to know that you deserve to have a soulmate. You will have a soulmate and you can have a soulmate. And if you're already with your soulmate, it's really important for you to let go of all the other things around you and trust the process and the connection that you have with that person and that being. I really enjoyed this soulmate course and program, and I hope that you loved it as much as I did. Please feel free to send me an email at info@carmeljoybear.com. Tell me what you thought about the program, but also let me know when you meet your soulmate.